It's Wednesday, the 20th of November. Beautiful, clear blue skies again this morning. And a hint of amber in the southern skies, which is the exact opposite of what the weather's been since last evening, right through the night. Wild driving rain and now still windy, but skies have cleared. Just amazing. I know that one of the adjacent trees has shed half its leaves overnight. But it looks lovely because it's all kind of tints of yellow and peely-wally orange, as I would call it. Looks just got a lovely display on the ground. I'll sweep that up there. Or maybe I'll just leave it. Well, this morning, I'm feeling pretty good again. Extremely tired. Yesterday, we were away all day. Didn't get back till around, it was after five. Well after five before we go home last night. And by the time we got out of our funeral togs into our casuals and had our tea, it was going after seven. So that was us. Feeling pretty tired. Not that we'd done anything. But just, I think it's just again, it's the dark nights that switches us into hibernation mode. Certainly sleeping crazily. I mean, so sound now. I suppose we could say that's a real bonus. The only thing is, and I've said this before, it just means you sit and watch television far too much in the dark nights. Because there's no real incentive to get dressed up or even togged up and get out. And, oh my. I won't go and think about that. Positive thoughts, and I'm still feeling that way in the mornings. Oh, which is great, to be honest. It's great not to feel... Well, you know what I'm talking about. I think. I suppose my thoughts are still on yesterday. But I may talk about that later. I may. But sometimes it's difficult to get certain thoughts out of your head. You try. You try not to think about things. But there seems to be this inbuilt thing. There's that word thing again. This inbuilt function of the brain. Isn't that a wee bit more eloquent than thing? Take time to think. Yes. It seems that sometimes the harder you try to forget about something, the harder it is to forget about it. If that makes sense. It's like and I'm going to be brave here, really brave. And I'm thinking also of Phil Sorrell, my daily gambler at this point. Going to bed, thinking, and your mind starts to think about restless legs. So you immediately try not to think about it. But the more you try not to think about it, the more it prevails in your thoughts. And sometimes it takes opening your eyes and lying, just looking around you. It works for me. It works for me almost every time, but I'm forced to do that to break the thought, if you like. To break that locked-in thought. It's kind of like that with other things that may be on your mind. You know? Especially if it's something not nice. It's different if it's something good. You don't want it to go, do you? I mean, you want to maintain that and preserve that. And think about something good that happened or is going to happen. But when it's something that's, and I say bad in the sense that it could just be, just something that's you'd rather not think about. If you know what I mean? And sometimes it takes something else to break your thought away from that. I forgot where I started now. It's cold this morning. Not frosty, just cold. I think it'll be even colder out there in the wind.